It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for February 21st of 2025. Not only are CNN, Gallup, and Washington Post polls showing Dear Leader Trump's numbers are falling fast, but the polls show even worse news for President Elon Musk. According to the Post poll, only 34% of Americans approve of Elon's role inside the White House, and a whopping 63% of Americans are worried that Elon and his 19-year-old intern, who goes by the name of Big Balls, have access to their personal information. I don't know about you, but I seem to remember long ago when everyone was nervous about TikTok because the Chinese could supposedly gain access to our information. I think everyone feels better with TikTok than they do with Elon and Big Balls. Maybe that's just me. Now, the American people were told by Dear Leader during the election that he'd tackle inflation and high prices on goods from day one. Well, that's obviously not happening. So he needs a distraction, and that's allowing Musk, who's garnered billions of dollars in corporate welfare money from our government, to carry out all the plans to dismantle our institutions as laid out in Project 2025. That was the blueprint, Dear Leader said he knew nothing about, even though he installed the blueprint's lead architect, Russ Vought, to head the Office of Management and Budget. And to show off the regime's supposed populist and blue-collar roots, one of the first acts that Musk, Dear Leader, and Vought did was tell the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's workers to no longer show up. Now, this agency was one of the few good things to derive from the Obama years after the financial crash of 2008. But as Vought stated in Project 2025, gutting the CFPB was of the utmost importance. And it was important for another reason. Not only did the agency guard against the corporate fleecing of Americans, it was also the watchdog over the auto lending industry, which helped prevent scams that stole from everyday Americans. So making the CFPB disappear would help those in that industry. Now, who in this current regime owns a car company and would stand to benefit from all of this? Meanwhile, Musk and Vought are working to rip away Social Security, and MAGA Republicans in Congress are going along with it since the corporate billionaire donor base are their true daddies. And you'll never hear Musk and Republicans declare raising the Social Security tax cap to help pay for the future of Social Security, because protecting the rich at all cost is the true name of their game. And I haven't even talked about how gutting the USAID and USDA is already harming America's farmers, many of whom voted for this regime. So it's no wonder why it took Americans just 1 month to sour on President Musk and Dear Leader Trump. They're seeing the real swamp in action and how it's working against all of us. West Michigan progressive activist Joe Spalding, good friend of this podcast too, reminded everyone today how we Michiganders experienced firsthand what happens when you put people who hate government in control of government. Governor Rick Snyder, a decade ago, took over the city of Flint and said that he could install the right people who'd run it better. Snyder, the nerd governor, who was supposedly a brilliant businessman, was all-knowing, would replace democratically elected officials with his brainy insiders who would just fix everything. And one brilliant idea of running Flint on the cheap was switching its water supply. Hey, how'd that work out for everyone? So we Michiganders already lived this story of allowing crooked corporate elite insiders breaking things up and then making them worse. Yet, to quote C-3PO, here we go again. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and more. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast, and make sure to give it a 5-star review. Take the battle to them, and hey, go Tigers!